I've dragged Murray Jones into the studio for a very big, important chat. And the reason it's important is we are just 24 hours away from knowing who the next government of this country will be. And Murray and I love to banter about federal politics, so it's a big, big chat, that is for sure. Murray, I guess a very interesting conundrum I wanted to put to you. You talk to lots of pollies on the breakfast show here at 4CA, so ponder this for a second, will you? Putting you on the spot a little bit here.
Okay.
But this scenario out of Saturday, May 21, federal election. If Warren Entsch is elected here in Leichhardt,
yep,
but an Albanese Labor government is elected federally, will we still get all of the promises and the projects that Labor promised during this campaign? And conversely, to put it in on the shoe on the other foot, if the Morrison government is re-elected nationally, but a light of faith from Labor is elected locally, will we still get what the LNP has promised in this campaign? I put it to you, Murray Jones, under that scenario, no, we won't.
Each time I've spoken to the leaders or even the people here locally, the actual local candidates in Leichhardt, they've always said, for instance, you know, if Albanese and Labor gets across the line on the 21st of May, that these would be provided to Cairns. So it was never about the individual person in the electorate getting across the line. So, yeah, look, I'm trying to work this out because it's always been, say, if whoever gets back into government, or is in government, but they've never made that definition. So I would have initially thought that, you know, regardless of who actually gets across the line locally, if they've made those promises, they must be coming to the region.
Well, I don't think that is the case. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I haven't had an answer from Labor, but I have had an answer from Entsch's team. And they eventually, I had to press them, mind you, but they eventually confirmed that if your local candidate, such as Warren Entsch, does not get across the line, but Morrison is re-elected at a national level, you won't get those promises.
I guess it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because they're not going to reward the electorate for voting for the other side.
That's right. But they don't want to talk about it.
They don't define this fact. I mean, because that was my initial first blush, was that, well, no, it's promised if this particular entity, being the party, gets across the line, we get it. But I guess if we have the difference between, you know, maybe, for instance, Labor here in Leichhardt, but the coalition federally, they're not going to basically back up the promises that Albanese he's made, or the promises that Warren's made if the electorate's gone the other way. I've never thought about it like that. You'd think that they would need to be a little bit more clear about this.
I know. And you think, of course, there would be massive pressure. You can imagine if Albanese is elected at a national level, but Entsch is elected locally, which is a strong possibility, of course. Surely there'll be so much pressure on Labor to deliver. But if Elida's not elected and we have an opposition member locally...
Basically,
I'm not so sure that we will get it.
It's like they clean it all out and start again, and Warren would have to probably fight tooth and nail if it was the situation that you're talking about. Federal government, a Labor, locally here with LNP, that he'd have to fight tooth and nail for anything that they basically promised from both sides during the election campaign.
But I think we need more clarity from these parties, and rest assured, I've been trying all week to get an answer, and the only answer, well, at least from the Labor Party, was you need to elect an Albanese Labor government to get these promises. But I had to go back and say, no, I want some clarity here. I want
about
to know
specifically
if Elida is not elected, but you're elected federally, will we still get the CQ Uni $50 million?
That's right.
Will we still get
Marine
the water
precinct.
Security? Will we still get the Marine Precinct?
University. Hospital. Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
I remember from my brief time in Parliament, and this issue came up as well internally, because I was quite surprised about that fact. But political parties don't want to talk about it publicly because it's almost a sense of...
Bribery.
Bribery, a stench of blackmail almost.
Even more so than what it already
what
is.
It normally is. Yeah. It's almost this sense of blackmail where you better vote for your local candidate if
that's
you
right.
want
yeah.
these all yeah. these projects. Yeah. So it's not dependent on the federal level who's elected. It's all about the local candidate.
Well, it's interesting. At first blush, I would have thought, no, it was you know, couched in these terms. But now that I think about it further, hate to tell you, Tricky Dicky, but I think you're right.
Well, there you go. We'll keep fighting. We'll keep fighting to get some clarity on that, because I think it's a massive issue, given we're about to head for the polls now. Finally, Murray, before you run, who's going to win on May 21?
Look, you know, I think it is still a very, very tight call. And as I even said to Albo about a week or so ago, he must be a bit haunted after the polls of the last election in 2019. And we saw Bill Shorten went south. I would like to think that the polling is a lot better. They've managed to get the algorithms those things a lot tighter. I think it's going to be tight. I don't think it's going to be a hung parliament. Look, I tend to think that Labor will probably just dribble over the line with a very slim majority. As far as Leichhardt's concerned, I certainly would not make comment either way. I just don't know. I'll tell you what I will tell you, though. I can tell you that there's a bloody good chance that Bob Catter will get across the line in Kennedy.
I think that's a safe bet. Well, we will know, again, depending on when you listen, but we will know within 24 hours. Are you a bit like me, Muzz, where Saturday night I am so damn excited to watch it? I know that sounds sad for a Saturday night.
You know, I've got the missus away for the whole weekend. I've got the whole place to myself. The lad is taking his girlfriend away, going camping for the weekend. So it's going to be me and the puppy dog. So I think the other half thought, well, what type of tricks is he going to be up to? I'm going to cook dinner. I'm going to sit in front of the television for about 7 hours on Saturday night. That's about as far as I'll go Saturday night.
There you go. Very, very exciting for political nerds like you and I. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast, Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend. Cheers.